Thanks for listening.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Fighting raged for a third day Saturday between the Islamic State group and Kurdish forces in Syria after IS attacked a prison housing jihadists, with the violence killing nearly 90 people. The assault on the prison in the northern city of Hasaka is one of IS's most significant since its so-called caliphate was declared defeated in Syria nearly 3 years ago. The head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, Rami Abdel Rahman, said at least 28 members of the Kurdish security forces, 5 civilians, and 56 members of IS have been killed in the violence. The Islamic State group launched the attack on Thursday night against a prison housing at least 3,500 suspected members of the jihadist group, including some of its leaders. Hundreds of jihadist inmates have been recaptured since the attack, but dozens were still believed to be on the loose. Relatives, members of the Houthi military, and their supporters on Saturday joined the funeral for a senior military official and several others who were killed in an airstrike by the Saudi-led coalition on Yemen's capital. General Abdullah Qasim al-Junaid, who headed the Air Academy, was killed when his home in Sana'a was struck in the aerial bombardment, which also claimed the lives of a number of members of his family and neighbors. On Friday, a coalition airstrike hit a Houthi-run prison in Sa'ada province on the border with Saudi Arabia, killing dozens of detainees and wounding hundreds of others. The Saudi-led coalition on Saturday denied carrying out the raid. The alliance said that claims that the coalition had ordered